Cardano's ADA slides under 20 cents to a four-year low. Cardano's ADA dropped below 0.20 on June 6, 2026, its lowest price in roughly 4 years, according to CoinDesk. The token has not traded at this level since 2022. The fall came alongside a sharp market-wide sell-off that has pushed sentiment into extreme fear. The detail that makes this more than another red candle. Social activity around Cardano climbed as the price sank. Mentions and discussion volume rose, while ADA holders watched the chart break a multi-year floor. That split between falling price and rising attention is the part worth sitting with. A break below a level that held for years ADA under 0.20 is not a routine pullback. The token spent much of the last several years above this mark, and slipping beneath it removes a reference point that traders had treated as a base. Round numbers like 20 cents tend to carry psychological weight, and losing one during a panic can invite further selling from holders who had drawn a line there. The move did not happen in isolation. As of June 6, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $60,526, down 3.6% on the day and roughly 17.7% over the week. Ether was the weaker major, down about 10.2% in 24 hours to 157. Solana fell 7.0% to 6279, and XRP slipped 4.9% to 1.09. The CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index sat at 13, deep in extreme fear territory. ADA falling to a four-year low in that environment fits a pattern. High beta altcoins tend to drop harder than Bitcoin when liquidity drains out of the market. A 17% weekly slide in Bitcoin often translates into a deeper percentage loss for a mid-cap Layer 1 token, and Cardano's break under 20 cents is consistent with that. Rising chatter against a falling chart, social activity surging while price falls, can mean a few different things, and they are not mutually exclusive. Sharp drops draw attention by themselves. A four-year low is a headline that pulls in traders, commentators, and holders checking on a position. Some of the rise is simply people reacting to pain. It can also signal capitulation chatter, the point where long-term holders debate whether to give up. Heavier discussion at a local bottom is common, though it is not a reliable timing signal on its own. Elevated social volume has preceded both rebounds and further declines, so reading it as a buy signal would be a mistake. This is speculative analysis, not financial advice. Social activity spikes describe attention, not direction. The only hard facts here are the price level and the date. ADA under 0.20 on June 6, 2026, its weakest in about 4 years. The wider tape ADA is trading against Cardano's drop is one line in a much larger sell-off. The market has spent the week grinding lower, with crypto sliding into extreme fear after a strong jobs report and more than $1 billion in leverage, wiped out as Bitcoin fell under 63K. Professional positioning has been shrinking too, with reported professional Bitcoin holdings falling to 261,000 BTC in Q1. In that context, a single token hitting a four-year low reads less like a Cardano-specific story and more like the altcoin tale of a broad deleveraging. ADA is among the assets that move most when risk appetite collapses, and risk appetite has collapsed. The risk in spending from a volatile balance. For anyone who spends from a crypto balance, a week like this is a reminder of how volatile a spending balance can be. A token down 17% to 22% over 7 days is a poor unit of account for day-to-day purchases, and a card that draws directly from a volatile altcoin position can swing in real terms between the time you load it and the time you tap. This is one reason many users who want to keep spending through a downturn route purchases through stablecoin balances rather than draining a volatile token at a local low. It is also why staking asset weakness matters beyond the price chart. Holders chasing staking yields on tokens like ADA are exposed to the underlying price, and a multi-year low can erase a long stretch of accrued rewards. None of that is a recommendation to buy or sell, only a note on how a four-year low interacts with how people actually hold and spend. For a broader view of how crypto cards handle volatile versus stable balances, the Crypto Card Comparison Hub lays out the trade-offs.